إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، indeed, all of the righteous deeds and the actions of obedience that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have been legislated for a great purpose, and that is the iqamati dhikrillah, to establish the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَاقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, and establish the prayer for my remembrance. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has called the prayer itself dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in His noble book, whenever He is discussing the affairs of the day of Jumu'ah, and whenever the call has been made for the salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, and hasten to the remembrance of Allah. أَيْ أُمْضُوا إِلَىٰ الصَّلَاةِ الْمَكْتُوبَةِ, meaning go out for the obligatory prayer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has called the salat the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ, and that is because the remembrance of Allah, it is the essence in the heart and the life of the prayer, and the means for the prayer to be beneficial and good, and the purpose for the legislation of that sacred rite in the first place, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been narrated from Qatada, one of the great students of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, that he mentioned about this noble verse, as-sa'yu an tas'a bi qalbika wa amalika, that the meaning of hasten, was'u ila dhikrillah, and hasten, as-sa'yi, hastening here, it means to hasten with your heart, and to work with your heart and your deeds, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ الْمَضِيُّ إِلَيْهَا, and that's what it means to hasten and go out to the prayer. So it's not physical action only, rather it's with the heart. It's with the heart and with the deeds. A believer, he must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember the promise of Allah, and remember the mercy and the majesty of Allah, and the greatness and the authority of Allah. And likewise, he must remember the threat of Allah and the anger of Allah, and work in that manner, and hasten to perform the obligations for the sake of Allah, seeking His pleasure subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing His punishment in wrath, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the legislation of the salat and all of the sacred rites of Islam, the wisdom from that and the purpose is to establish the remembrance of Allah, so that the believer, he can go straight and he can work in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the gatherings of knowledge, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has called them circles of remembrance, hilaq al-dhikr. And it has been reported authentically by Tirmidhi from the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَادُ الْجَنَّةِ فَرَتَعُوا, that if you pass by the gardens of paradise, then you must partake therein, meaning enjoy yourselves. قَالُوا وَمَا رِيَادُ الْجَنَّةِ, and they said, what are the gardens of paradise? قَالَ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حِلَكُ الذِّكِرِ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded by saying, they are the circles of remembrance. They are the circles of remembrance, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is in the gatherings of knowledge where the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarified, And the riots of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned, and His greatness and majesty likewise are clarified, and His right to be worshipped alone with no partners, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is mentioned and clarified as well. As well as the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The commandments and the prohibitions and the sacred rights and limits of Islam, they're clarified in the gatherings of knowledge. So it's in this manner that Allah, He is remembered. It's in this manner that Allah, He is mentioned. It's in this manner that Allah, He is known and He is loved and He is hoped in and He is feared and revered and He is obeyed, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the gatherings of dhikr, hilak al-dhikr, the circles of knowledge, ay majalis al-ulama, the gatherings of the people of knowledge, the gatherings of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the clarification of the creed, the tawheed and the law and the legislation that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, is not simple lip service. It's not something that is done with the tongue only. Rather, it lies first and foremost in the heart. The remembrance of Allah, remembering His majesty, remembering His favors, remembering His bounty, remembering His blessings, remembering His promise, and hoping with high hopes to obtain that, and likewise remembering His authority, remembering His anger, remembering His threats, remembering His great punishment for those who disrespect His commandments and violate His prohibitions, and fearing Him and revering Him and acting upon that, acting upon the dhikr, acting upon the remembrance with the heart, and likewise praise and glorification, remembering Allah with the tongue, and then acting upon that remembrance and obedience, striving and hastening to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one's heart and one's deeds, seeking the reward of Allah and fearing His wrath and His punishment. This is the wisdom of the legislation of the sacred rites of Islam. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in Amma ba'd Dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, it has countless fruits and benefits, and so many virtues. But at the head of them is that if you remember Allah in the manner prescribed, in the manner legislated, Allah, He will help you. Allah, He will aid you. Allah, He will guide you and direct you. Allah, He will save you. Save you from your desires and save you from your whims. Save you from the enemies, from the jinn and mankind, from the whispers of the devils and the evils of this life. Allah, He will save you from the trials and He will protect you. He will grant you success to strive against your soul to please Him and to revere Him and to love Him and to obey Him and to seek repentance whenever you slip and fall into error. This is from the great fruit and benefit of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He mentioned in His book, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And so therefore remember Me, and I'll remember you, and show thanks to Me, and do not show any ungratitude towards Me whatsoever. Remember Me, and I will remember you. Meaning, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember His majesty and His greatness. Remember that He is alive and never dies, that He is powerful and strong and never weak. He never gets tired or sleepy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He feeds and He is not fed. And no one can protect from His command. And you are a slave and under His authority, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will return to Him. Remember Allah. Remember the meeting of Allah. And likewise, remember the promise of Allah in the Jannah. And have high hopes with regards to that. Because whenever you remember Allah, you will love Him. You will love Him and you will have high hopes in His mercy. And you will strive to obey Him and seek His pleasure. And likewise, whenever you remember Him, you will revere Him and you will fear Him. And you will stay away from His anger and that which will lead to His wrath, and you will avoid the actions of disobedience and repent often from your sins and shortcomings. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. Remember Me and I will remember you. Because if you do that, if you remember Allah in this manner, Allah, He will remember you. Meaning Allah, He will accept from you and He will forgive you. He will pardon you and He will guide you. He will help you and protect you. He will love you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you remember Him in the manner He has prescribed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the believers, those who are sincere and truthful, those who strive in His cause to uphold the rights of His religion and law and legislation. It has been narrated by Sa'id ibn Jubayr from the great students of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that he said, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. And remember Me and I will remember you. He said it means, rahimahullah, اُذْكُرُونِي بِطَاعَتِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ بِمَغْفِرَتِي. That if you remember Me with My obedience, and I will remember you with My forgiveness. So if you remember Allah, and that remembrance causes you to obey Him, to work in His path, then Allah, He will forgive you, and Allah, He will show you mercy. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, he mentioned, rahimahullah, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me and I will remember you. He said, rahimahullah, أُذْكُرُونِي فِي النِّعْمَةِ وَرَخَى أَذْكُرْكُمْ فِي الشِّدَّةِ وَالْبَلَى. That you must remember me. Remember me in times of blessing and ease, and I will remember you in times of hardship and trials. So a believer, he has the promise from Allah that if you remember him, you act upon that remembrance, and you obey him subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will forgive you, and he will reward you, and grant you a great vast portion of his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you remember him in good times, and you remember him in times of ease, then he will likewise aid and support you, and he will respond to you whenever you call on him in times of hardship, and he'll respond to you whenever you call on him in times of hardship and difficulty. As for those who neglect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they forget him, and they're heedless of his remembrance in good times, and the good of this life and the blessings of this worldly life cause him to forget Allah and to follow his desires, and then whenever he's tried with hardship, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe Allah will not aid him. Maybe Allah will try him and not help him. But those who are accustomed to remembering Allah in good times, remembering the favors and the blessings of Allah and showing thanks, praising Allah for the religion, for the deen, for the guidance, praising Allah for the guidance to the tawheed and the sunnah, praising Allah for establishing the salat on a daily basis, praising Allah for the obedience that one has success to establish and avoid and stay away from sins, praising Allah for the religion, praising Allah for the deen, praising Allah for following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will respond. He'll respond in good times and in bad times. Likewise, praising Allah for the well-being and the body and in the family and the finances and the home, for the safety and security that one has in the good times. The one who praises Allah and remembers these favors and blessings in times of ease, in times of blessing, in times of favor, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid him and respond to him in times of hardship and difficulty and facilitate and make it easy for him. So therefore, we must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our hearts, remembering his tawheed, remembering his beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, remembering his lordship and ultimate command and authority, remembering the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that we are his slaves, that he will take us to account for our deeds, remembering his promise and hoping in that, remembering his threat and punishment, and having great fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reverence, honoring his commandments and honoring the legislation, finding it to be a great affair for these issues of the rights of Islam to be violated, for the commandments or the prohibitions to be violated. A believer, he must remember Allah. Remember Allah in this manner and then act upon that remembrance. And then act upon that remembrance, remembering Allah, remembering the commandments of Allah. And upon that remembrance, applying them in the manner prescribed and remembering Allah while performing those commandments. And remembering Allah means to remember the prohibitions of Allah. And upon that remembrance to act, to avoid and leave those prohibitions and to fear Allah with regards to that. Not simple dhikr, rather to remember Allah, to remember the path that leads to Allah, to remember the Jannah, to remember the Nar, to remember the promise of Allah for the believers and the threat of Allah for the disbelievers, to remember the promise of Allah for the obedient and the threat of Allah for the disobedient, to remember the promise of Allah for those who comply and the threat of Allah for those who rebel. This is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is beneficial, and to act upon that remembrance and to seek the pleasure of Allah in application in one's daily life. Likewise, from the great benefits of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a believer, he will find tranquility and peace. In this manner, a believer, he will find tranquility and peace in times of hardship or difficulty, in times of worry, stress, and heartache, if he remembers Allah in the manner prescribed, if he remembers Allah in the manner displayed in the sunnah of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of that stress, all of that worry, all of that heartache and pain, it will go away by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, he mentioned in his book, أَلَّا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْوَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, from the dhikr of Allah, by way of the remembrance of Allah, do the hearts, they find tranquility. To remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest blessing and favor. And it's a favor from Allah if he allows you to remember him. But you must strive against your soul. You must strive against your desires. You must strive against your whims to not be overwhelmed by the delights of this life, or by the glitter of this life, and by the trials of this life, and by the emotions, and by the desires, and by the whims. Just remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember his meaning, the meaning of Allah, that we're all promised, and we all know it is true, that we will meet him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we hope that that day will be good, the good day, the day of meeting our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we must work in the remembrance of Allah.
work in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering His law and legislation, remembering His Prophet in the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remembering the way of the Sahaba, the successful, those who have obtained the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and following that way, taking them as our role models, sincerely for the sake of Allah. In this manner, a believer can find goodness in this life, and likewise goodness in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who remember Him often, and from those who are sincere and truthful in their shahada. From those who are sincere and truthful in their shahada. Allahumma kfir lil muslimina wal muslimat, wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al huda wa tuqa wal afafa wal ghina. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al huda wa tuqa wal afafa wal ghina. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al huda wa tuqa wal afafa wal ghina. Allahumma habib ilayna al iman وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين وتوفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.